This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports U.S. President Joe Biden is meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau Friday, apparently with an agreement in hand to update rules for migrants seeking asylum.
U.S. and Canadian officials say Ottawa will escalate its timeline for military upgrades to the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, and an update to rules for migrants seeking asylum. The deal eliminates a loophole under existing rules that's resulted in thousands of migrants annually crossing into Canada at non-official checkpoints.
The AP's Ben Thomas reporting. German unions are calling for thousands of transport workers across the country to go on strike Monday. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has the story.
The one-day transport strike is expected to bring widespread disruption to planes, trains, and local transit. The announced strikes come as employees in many sectors have been seeking hefty raises to reflect persistently high inflation. Germany's annual inflation rate in February was 8.7%. One union, EBG, is calling for 230,000 workers at Germany's main railway operator, Deutsche Bahn, to go on strike. Deutsche Bahn's head of personnel called the EBG strike announcement completely excessive, unnecessary, and disproportionate. I'm Karen Chamas.
Muslims in Nigeria on Thursday observed the first day of the holy month of Ramadan. After sunset prayers in Lagos, worshippers gathered for iftar, a meal accompanied by treats like candies and nuts. During Ramadan, observant Muslims abstain from food and water from dawn to dusk before gathering with family and friends for indulgent nighttime meals. According to Islam, fasting draws the faithful closer to God and reminds them of the suffering of the poor. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com.